This is Maestro on the Mic.
A podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another one of those short episodes of Maestro on the Mic. Today we are talking about change, about growth. And I am pretty fired up. I literally just got a text from a good friend of mine. He is a PT. He's a few years behind me. He was a student when I was practicing, when I first started practicing. And he reached out to me and said, "Hey, Shante, I'm thinking about taking an NKT course. What do you think?" And, you know, I gave him my feelings on that. I will do a review of NKT if you guys want. Write to me. Let me know. And he said, "I'm thinking about taking it." And my question for him was, why? Like, why do you want to take these courses? And his answer was basically that I'm bored. Here's my response for all of you physical therapists out there who are bored. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. What does that mean? Stop taking freaking physical therapy orthopedic courses, right? If you are an orthopedic physical therapist and you feel like you're like, "Man, is this just the same thing?" And, you know, his exact words were that he feels like, you know, in clinic, he's seen all the stuff that his colleagues are going to do, that he's not really learning anymore. You have to get outside of it, right? Physical therapy, I'm going to just call a spade a spade. Physical therapy is not rocket science. The biggest thing is that you care about that person in front of you. If you care about that person in front of you, most of the time they're going to get better. It starts to get complex when we start thinking about pain science and things like that, but, you know, those purely orthopedic cases, they're not rocket science. And I'm not trying to diminish what we're doing by any means, because we change lives. What we can do is incredible, but people are trying to find these profound meanings by doing the same thing over and over and over again. And if that's not doing it for you, you have to get outside of that. Take a pediatric course. Take a neuro course, right? You're going to see something different there. And if you're really feeling crazy, take one outside of the profession. Take a course that's designed for massage therapists, or a course that's designed for strength and conditioning coaches, or a course that maybe is for psychologists, psychiatrists, people in that field, right? That's when you're going to see new stuff. As it relates to movement and our approach, especially to the orthopedic realm, that is my lane, so I'm going to stay in it. As it relates to movement and that orthopedic realm, it is all just a kaleidoscope. It's all the same ideas, and then they just turn that little dial a little bit, and then it's their take. And then they turn that dial, someone else turns the dial a little bit, and then it's that person's take. But it's all the same concepts, right? The quote says, or there is a quote that says, "Techniques are many, concepts are few." Right? Techniques are many, concepts are few. It's all the same underlying stuff. And then as for how it's delivered, then they change that up. They change up that technique. As it relates to our interventions, we kind of change that up. But our overall goals, the concepts behind them, are the same. Right? It's not a million different things. So that's why you start to get bored, because it's the same thing over and over and over again. And there's nothing wrong with getting bored. I got bored. I took a step in a different direction. So my advice here is that instead of, and I commend you because you're going out and saying, "Okay, I'm going to take a new continuing ed course. I'm going to take a new continuing ed course." And then you end up frustrated because you're like, "Well, that was kind of the same," or, "Oh, it didn't blow my mind." Nothing is going to. That's the harsh reality. Nothing is going to, within this same realm that you've been in for quite some time, nothing is going to blow your mind. If you're a new grad, that's one thing. And even still now, you know, we have new grads coming out and they know so much that in terms of theory, right? They've been reading a lot, and so some of these courses aren't going to just blow your mind, right? Because it's all the same stuff, kind of just repackaged, right? And at the end of the day, we are treating a human, and as such, there will never be one it thing that actually, quote unquote, fixes people, right? The problems that we're presented with are nuanced, they're complex, they're varied, they're many, there's lots of contributory factors, and as such, you're never going to go to a course that is teaches you one thing, and this is how you fix these people. It's not going to happen. So for those of you out there looking for it, stop. But for those of you that are bored, I commend you, because that means you're passionate and you want more. Awesome. I love hearing this. But go outside of what you've been doing. If you always do what you've always done, you're always going to get what you've always got. You have to branch out. I actually listened to a webinar the other day that was actually intended for like dentists and orthodontists. Guess what? We're treating the same human body. So their take on it, their information about it, we can use that too as physical therapists, right? It was through PRI, which for those of you, Postural Restoration Institute, it was through them and delivered through the American Dental something. I don't even know. It was a free webinar. You know, if it's free, it's for me. So I took it. But the majority of the audience there were dentists. And you see, if you step outside and maybe you have some interdisciplinary discussions and some new viewpoints, maybe you won't feel quite so bored. So, you know, for those of you therapists out there, I advise you branch out before you get burned out. Right? And it's interesting because I actually said that to my friend who brought this up, and he was just like, I don't think I'm burned out. You know, I'm just kind of bored. And I was like, that's good, because when you're burned out, you just leave completely. If you're bored, you're going to keep looking for new things. So my advice is look for new things somewhere else. It's awesome to take courses. On my website, I have a list of courses that, you know, I recommend that are not rock tape courses, right? A list of courses that I recommend because people always ask, and I'll put that in the show notes, but branch out. Take a course outside of your scope. Right? Don't try to become a professional on it, or like a, you know, I'm a master of this. No. Go and expose yourself to this. Go and read a book. I'm reading one right now. Go and read a book about functional medicine. Read other stuff. Expose yourself to other stuff. Follow other accounts on social media. Maybe just start with that, because that's gonna put you on to new things and open your eyes, and maybe you'll be like, hey, I'm interested in that. So today's lesson. If you always do what you've always done, you will always get what you always got. If you find that you're getting bored, do something else. Branch out. Speak to someone new. Get out of that orthopedic realm, my orthopedic therapist. I say this all the time for CSM. Stop just going to the orthopedic seminars. That ACL case, that ACL course, it's going to be the exact same next year because it was the exact same last year, right? Branch out. Take stuff outside of your traditional scope. Thank you for joining in, listening to my rant. I felt super passionate about this. Had to record it real quick. So if you like it, please rate it. If you don't like it, also rate it and leave a comment and let me know what could have been better. You have a request, you want to chat, reach out to me, themovementmaestro@gmail.com. I want to hear from you guys. I want this to be as interactive as possible. All right, keep growing, keep moving, keep looking for new things. Stay passionate. Until next time, my friends, Maestro out.